both our first reading and our gospel this weekend at Mass touch on the issue of leprosy. Now, that might not be something that most of us are familiar with today with our modern medicine, although it does still exist as Hansen's disease today. At the time of Jesus, this was very prevalent, and we notice two things about leprosy. First, we see the great physical illness that this really was. We have to understand what this meant was that literally your flesh was rotting and that pieces would be falling off, and so there was a great physical suffering that went along with this disease. But secondly, and we see especially this in our readings, there is the social and psychological issue of this disease. Those who had the physical disease were required to stay apart from the rest of the people. They were required to yell out, "Unclean, unclean," if anyone got near them. So we can imagine just the kind of double suffering that really this would involve, not just the fact that I'm physically sick, but we all know how easily it is to get spiritually down when we're sick, and so you add on to that the fact that they're isolated and outside the rest of community, to think how difficult that would have been. And so that's the context that we need to have in the course of our readings today. Notice, too, that this happens in a very official kind of way. We read in our first reading that if someone was thought to be a leper, it's the priest on the part of the community that declares the person unclean. And so then we see at the end of our gospel today, after Jesus has cleansed a leper, that he says, "Now go show yourself to the priest," so that the priest now can declare you back in the group. So we have a physical dynamic, but also this kind of communal dynamic going on. I think it's very beautiful in our gospel today that we don't see, in this case, the leper running out saying, "Unclean, unclean," like he's supposed to. He's not afraid to go up to Jesus and say, "If you will, you can make me clean." What a beautiful act of faith that this leper really has. We can, you know, try to picture the crowd around at this point. What would they have been thinking? Probably, "Oh my gosh, a leper has come up to Jesus." And as is so often the case, they're probably all looking, wondering, "Well, what will Jesus do? You know, we know what the law says. What is Jesus going to do?" And probably what would have been just absolutely shocking, it says that Jesus reached out and he touched the leper. I mean, just stop right there for a minute. Jesus touches a leper. We can just imagine the entire crowd pulling back in absolute amazement. Like, what has he done? I mean, he's potentially posed himself to a physical illness now, and he's made himself ritually unclean, and has he ignored the law? Certainly this would have created great scandal at that moment. And yet we see, as is often the case, Jesus isn't concerned about that at all. He acknowledges the beautiful faith of this person, and he says very simply, "I do will it. Be made clean." And he is. Now, you know, I think we need to stop right there for a second and realize just what happened, because before we move on to give any kind of maybe spiritual meaning to this, I think we can't be too quick to just brush over those miracles that Jesus performs, as if we could just say, well, you know, it's just another healing miracle. Jesus heals a leper, and, you know, he heals lots of people. Yeah, we have to stay with the physical for a moment, because this is a man who probably, as he reached out his hand to Jesus, I mean, pieces of his hand might have been just falling off and in great pain. And Jesus, the Word of God, through whom all of creation was made in the beginning, whose Word is powerful, somebody says, "I will it. Be made clean." And he is. I mean, that's an amazing thing. So let's not be too quick to just gloss over that. Just the astoundment that would have come over the people there. First scandalized, then in amazement and in awe at what just took place just in a quick amount of time. But then, of course, there is the reuniting with the community. Now, in addition to just the details of the story and what it would have been like to be there, it is kind of a happy coincidence that we get these readings on the last Sunday this year before Lent begins. Because with the scriptures, since they're written by God, there's always more than just the details that are there for us in the story. There is a real spiritual meaning behind these. I think particularly as we begin to enter Lent, we're really meant to see ourselves as that leper. To some extent, because of our sin, all of us are unclean. Now, I actually think that the leper had a bit of an advantage on us, because when you have leprosy, you know it. There was no doubt that he knew he was sick and he was isolated. Sin does exactly the same thing to you and me. It makes us spiritually sick, and it isolates us from full communion with God and with our brothers and sisters. But perhaps much more dangerously than with leprosy, we might not know it. We don't always see the full effects of sin. Now, sometimes we can feel it and we start to notice it, but think how dangerous it would be to not realize our state. And so that's really what Lent is kind of an opportunity for us to do. The question is, will we have the courage then, like the leper did, not to ignore our sin, but to recognize it and bring ourselves before Jesus to say, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. Now, of course, we as Catholics, we know how it is that we can encounter that powerful word of God and be made clean. We know it comes through the beautiful sacrament of penance. We are able to go like this leper if we have the courage to go to Jesus in the person of the priest, in the confessional, and say, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. I mean, look at me, I'm a mess. Here are all my sins. And we tell the priest our sickness and all the ways that we are not well. And then we too, like the leper in the gospel, get to have that beautiful encounter with Jesus and his powerful words. Through the ministry of the priest, Jesus will tell us, I do will it. I absolve you from your sins. Be made clean. What a beautiful moment that is meant to be for each of us, you and me, that if we would just have the courage to do like that leper, we too can be made clean. And notice that that's also a twofold cleansing for us. First, our sins are forgiven in confession. We are made right with God. We're made whole. It's as if leprosy had just been taken away. And it's every bit as big of a miracle in the sacrament of penance that we are made well. And we can't just brush by that miracle. But notice also the communal aspect of this. Sin doesn't just affect me and God as if it were a private thing. It affects the whole community. When I sin, I isolate myself not just from God, but like leprosy, it isolates me from the community. So when I go to confession, the priest isn't just there in the name of Jesus to forgive me. He's also there in the name of the church to bring me back. And like the leper that Jesus sent to the priest to be declared clean, the priest in confession declares us back in the community. He's able to forgive us, not just in the name of Jesus, but in the name of the community, to say, God forgives you, and this community welcomes you back. You are whole again, both spiritually and communally. What a powerful gift the sacrament of penance really is. Sometimes it's good for us to see it as a bit of leprosy, to see just what a big miracle this is. One final thought, though, and this is an important one as we look at this communal dimension of sin. We might be quick to look at that first reading and say, gosh, isn't it sad that, you know, lepers had to be declared unclean and stay outside of the community? And look in the gospel, how sad it is that this leper is isolated and has to declare unclean, unclean. And well, we might rightly, with compassion, want to share his suffering, to feel his pain. That's what compassion means. And out of mercy, we might look at that and say, this is not good. It's not good that the leper is outside the community. But here's the thing. It was out of necessity, to some degree, that the lepers had to be outside the community. Without the modern medicine that we have today to cure Hansen's disease, leprosy, imagine if Jesus had said to that leper, you know what, I think it's just really sad that you have to be outside the community. So I tell you what, just come on back. You know, be reintegrated. Come back to the community. Well, what would that do? Well, two things. First, if we just say come back, well, first of all, the leper is still a leper. He's still got leprosy. He's not cured. And secondly, by just bringing him back into the community in his still ill state like that, Well, now just the whole community becomes lepers. Even the people that were well now become sick. So we can't be too quick to dismiss the kind of the situation that leprosy had established. It was with good reason. For health purposes, that the lepers really did have to stay away. They didn't know how to cure it. Notice this, the spiritual aspect, then, of this for us. We, too, are probably tempted, knowing our own sins, to look at our brothers and sisters that we see also sinning and say, well, you know, who am I to judge them or to talk to them? I mean, I'm just as big a sinner as they are. But notice if we were to take sin lightly, as if we were to take leprosy lightly, what would happen? We just say, you know what, sure, there's big sin there, but you know what, come on back. Come on back, be united back in the community. You know, as if to say, you know, I'm okay, you're okay, I won't judge you if you don't judge me, and so just come on back as you are. You know, God loves you just the way you are, as we sometimes hear, and yeah, let's just forget about the sin. Well, I mean, that's the same as if we were to just say, let's forget about leprosy. It doesn't make the sinner clean. It doesn't make their sins forgiven. They're still the same big sinner that they were in a very bad state. And notice, it brings down the whole community. Instead of healing someone, it makes the whole community sick if we don't take sin seriously. You know, an example of this came to my mind very much this weekend. Back in my home diocese, we have an entire office at the chancery to deal with anti-pornography issues. And if you think, just as one example, of pornography as a sin, and I use that just to show the way that it's kind of propagated, not just through individuals, but through all of society. Think back not too long ago, if we're talking pornography, you know, it's hidden away somewhere behind a counter on some shelf in some dark corner, and yeah, if you wanted it, you could find it, but, you know, people would say, well, that's a private kind of sin. What does it really hurt? Well, now we see with the advent of the internet, pornography is everywhere. You can go out and find all kinds of things on the internet, and oftentimes, I find even if you don't want it, you're looking at a newspaper page or something, and you got ads coming up, which are just about border on pornography. We see how that happens so quickly. And now, this weekend, in the name of Valentine's Day, or love, sadly, thousands of people are going to go see this pornographic film, 50 Shades of Grey. It's a pornography film that glorifies domestic violence against women, and people are going to go see it on a date. Look how sin has just corrupted and corrupted and corrupted. Now we say, well, it's a private sin, and we'll just kind of ignore it. Well, when we ignore sin, notice how it brings down the entire community and how quickly it did that. It's as if we just brought a leper into a community uncured, and pretty soon we're all lepers. So what is the answer to this? Well, I think our instinct is right, that we look at the leper and say, it's not good that he's isolated and out there. Same with us. We can't just stay isolated in our sin. It's not good. We need to be not just welcomed back. Again, that's good that we want to welcome back the leper. We don't want anyone to be marginalized, especially ourselves. But notice what Jesus does. He doesn't just gloss over the serious illness that's there and say, welcome back. He heals him. He heals him first and then brings him back into the community. And that brings up not just the leper, who's no longer a leper, but it makes the whole community look at the power of Jesus and brings them closer together. That's what we have to do this Lent, brothers and sisters. We can't gloss over our sin, not my neighbor's sin. We admit humbly, yes, we're all sinners. We're a mess. We need help. We have to recognize that. But then rather than just ignore it and say, well, you know, everybody just kind of come back, we need to actually be made clean. That's what the sacrament of penance is for, to actually declare us clean and to make us so. That powerful word of God is there for you and me, miserable sinners that we are, to encounter Jesus and be actually made clean. And that is a gift that builds up not just us individually, but is the antidote to that propagation of sin. It makes the community better. One person getting holy, one person becoming clean, helps make the entire community holy and clean. So this Lent, let's be like the leper. Let's admit, yes, we are sick. We are really sick in our sin. That's why we need the season. And then bring ourselves humbly before Jesus. Kneel down before him as the leper did. In all humility, confess our sins in penance. And then we too will hear the beautiful words of Jesus. Powerful words that bring about what they say. Jesus will say to us, I do will it. Be made clean.